2F, Exercise 3B, page 24.
It was January the 15th, 2009, and US Airways flight 1549 was taking off on a flight from New York's LaGuardia Airport to Charlotte, North Carolina. It was a little cloudy, but clear for the time of year, and the pilot, Sully Sullenberger, said to his co-pilot, Jeffrey Skiles, "What a view of the Hudson today." They could see the wide river on their left. Some of the passengers were going away on business. Others were returning from tourist trips to New York's many attractions. But they all knew that this was no normal flight when, as the plane was rising up from the airport, they heard some loud noises and saw fire coming from both engines. Then the plane stopped climbing. The pilots knew the plane was in big trouble. The noises were from birds going into both engines of the plane. As Skiles tried to restart them, Sullenberger had to make a decision, fast. The plane didn't have the power to get back to LaGuardia. The New Jersey airport was too far. "We can't do it," said Sully. "We're going into the Hudson." The pilot told everyone to get ready for a water landing. Though they could smell smoke and felt very frightened, the passengers stayed calm and got into the crash position with their heads between their legs. The plane came down smoothly but fast and hit the water hard. It didn't turn over, though, and came to a stop. The passengers looked at one another. They were safe. Or were they? One problem remained. They were on a plane that was sinking, and the water of the river was freezing. They left the plane and walked onto the wings, and what a welcome sight met their eyes. Boats, ferries, and water taxis were already sailing across the river towards the sinking plane. Thanks to the skillful pilot and co-pilot and how brave the passengers were, the boats managed to rescue everyone.